I'm Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Day 2 of the Israeli Hezbollah ceasefire saw an Israeli airstrike on Lebanon and scattered attacks in the south, VOA's Scott Walterman reports.
The Israeli military says its warplanes have fired on southern Lebanon. Israel claims it detected activity by the militant Hezbollah group at a rocket storage facility there. Israel's attack came on day 2 of the ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. The agreement includes an initial 2-month ceasefire in which Israeli forces are to return to their side of the border following the ground invasion of southern Lebanon in early October. As part of the agreement, Hezbollah militants are supposed to withdraw north of the Litani River. The buffer zone would be patrolled by Lebanese troops and UN peacekeepers. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Anti-landmine campaigners said Friday U.S. offer to give Ukraine anti-personnel mines to help battle Russia's invasion violates a landmark global anti-landmine treaty and is urging Kyiv to reject the U.S. proposal. Ukraine is one of 164 signatories to the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention, which prohibits the use, stockpiling, production, and transfer of landmines. The U.S., which is not a signatory to the landmine ban, last week said it would transfer mines to Ukraine. International Campaign to Ban Landmines Director Tamar Gabelnik told a meeting of signatories in Cambodia Friday the U.S. offer has thrown the treaty into crisis.
It goes without saying that if Ukraine were to accept these mines and use them, it would raise by far the most serious compliance challenge that the treaty has ever faced. We therefore hope and expect Ukraine will respect its legal obligations and reject this deadly gift.
A Ukraine defense official told the group its concerns would be relayed to its government, but Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky has called the mines very important to its effort to halt Russian attacks. This is VOA News. Reports from Syria Friday say opposition forces have attacked Syria's second-largest city. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Syrian insurgents have breached Syria's second-largest city, Aleppo, after blowing up 2 car bombs and were clashing with government forces on Friday, according to a Syria war monitor and fighters. Insurgents have been approaching Aleppo city for days and have seized several towns and villages along the way. It was the first time the city has been attacked by opposition forces since 2016, when they were ousted from Aleppo's eastern neighborhoods. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a war monitor, said the insurgents blew up 2 car bombs at the city's western edge on Friday. An insurgent commander issued a recorded message posted on social media, calling on the city's residents to cooperate with the advancing forces. I'm Karen Chamas.
On what has become known as Black Friday, the unofficial start of the holiday shopping season and one of the biggest shopping days of the year, employees of online retail giant Amazon in India have walked off the job to demand higher wages and better working conditions. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Workers say their basic salary is the equivalent of $120 a month, when it should be at least $295, and they say they work under pressure to get packages out on time. Union leader Nitesh Das.
When you order something through apps and the things come to you in just one click away, there's a reality going in the background at every step of the packaging, delivering, the workers getting exploited. So that's why we're on the streets.
Amazon issued a statement in India accusing the workers of intentionally misleading and continuing to promote a false narrative. And it says workers are provided a modern, safe, and engaging workplace. I'm Donna Water.
Voters waited in long lines outside selected polling stations in Namibia's capital, Windhoek, early Friday to cast ballots for a new president and parliament in an extended day of voting following irregularities impacting voters on Wednesday, the originally scheduled election day. The country's Electoral Commission made the decision to extend the election by a day after admitting that some people may have been deprived of voting at polling stations across Namibia. The commission said that a shortage of ballot papers at some stations, technical issues, and long lines due to human errors were among the reasons for the messy election day. Political analyst Ndumba Kmwange told the Reuters news service the disparities election day were a mess and have created doubts in the minds of opposition parties about the credibility of the election.
They think that the ruling party has a hand in this whole mess, and they think that the election was, in one or another way, was rigged.
The ruling Southwest Africa People's Organization has controlled Namibia since 1990. That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.